Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Star Cement Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Aman. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings call of Star Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Vineet Kumar Tiwari, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I will now hand over the floor to the management of the company for their opening remarks. We will follow them into Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. So good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Deputy MD of Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of quarter two. I have the CEO and CFO of the company with me as well. The CFO will give out the numbers of quarter two, and then we can have a Q&A session. Thank you.
Yeah, hi friends. Very good evening. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you to the con call for discussing our number of Q2 FY24 and half-year ended September 23. I would like to clarify that we will be discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now I will just take you through the Q2 number followed by half-year number. Starting from clinker production during the quarter ended September 23, we have produced 6.48 lakh tons of clinker as against 5.12 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 8.94 lakh tons this quarter as against 8.91 lakh tons same quarter last year. This quarter, we have taken shutdown in both of our kilns at Lumshnong, Meghalaya. Now I will take you through sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 8.96 lakh tons of cement as against 8.91 lakh tons of cement corresponding quarter last year. This is so far as far as our cement sales is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 6.72 lakh tons as against 6.54 lakh tons same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast sales is concerned, we have sold 2.24 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 2.38 lakh tons of cement same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 9% of OPC and almost approximately 1% of PCC and rest is PC. These are the quantitative numbers of this quarter. Now I will take you through the financials. The total revenue figure this quarter is around rupees 585 crore as against 594 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 104 crore as against 83 crore last year. That is rupees 44 crore against rupees 31 crore in same period last year. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,164 during this quarter as against 934 per ton same quarter last year. This is our quarterly numbers of second quarter. The total revenue figure of half-year ended September 23 is around rupees 1,346 crore as against 1,260 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, during half-year ended September 23, we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 242 crore as against 221 crore last year. That is rupees 134 crore as against 99 crore in same period last year. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,176 during the half-year ended September 23 as against 1,183 per ton same period last year. These are the quarterly and half-yearly numbers. Now I request all of you, if you have any query, you can ask the same, and I will request Vaibhav to moderate the query wherever it requires. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. First question comes from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, first couple of data points: trade share and premium share and the lead distance for this quarter.
Yeah, Vineet Kumar on this side. Trade non-trade is 89% and 11% in quarter two. Premium growth is 6.9% this quarter vis-a-vis 4.6% same quarter last year. And
So the share of premium in the trade is 4%?
6.9%.
Okay, 6.9%. Yeah.
Vis-a-vis 4.6% last year, same quarter.
Okay, okay, sir.
So premium growth is close to 37%.
Okay. And the lead distance, sir?
Lead distance in quarter two is 214.
Okay, 214 kilometers. And in terms of the fuel mix, spot, contract coal, Nagaland coal and biomass, AFR?
Okay, so in terms of fuel mix, our in quarter two, our FSA is around 6%. Nagaland is around 32%. Biomass is around 5%. Spot option and trader purchase is around 57%.
Okay, and KKL basis is how much? Last quarter it was 2.4 rupees, so...
So this quarter it is 1.9 rupees.
So do we expect any further reduction in the second quarter, third quarter?
We expect it to be similar in the next quarter.
Okay. Sir, now coming the CapEx and the timeline for the plants that we have, so... for plant-wise, in terms of the clinker at Meghalaya, 3 MTPA, 2 MTPA Silchar and grinding and 2 MTPA grinding at Guwahati, how much capex we have done and how much more for this year we are planning? Last time we told 13 crore that we are planning for this year and 400 to 500 crore in FY25.
Okay, so first of all, if you want to know about the project status, our Guwahati grinding unit is the first to come. So it's looking quite possible. We will be starting it in December. So this is going to happen pretty soon. As far as our clinkerization unit is concerned, it is expected as of now around February. And as far as Silchar unit is concerned, as we informed in last quarter also, we have slightly delayed it for strategic reasons. Also, our land acquisition is going well in place. Almost 73% of the land acquisition we have already done. And so that's going on, but we are pacing it so that we have enough time to utilize our Guwahati grinding unit capacity. So as far as Silchar is concerned, it will be hitting us in the financial year 25-26. Now coming to CAPEX, overall CAPEX, as you know, all the projects, everything involved was close to 2400 crores. With the looms, our clinkerization was around 1300. You want to know how much we have done it now? That's what your question?
And for Guwahati.
Sorry, Shravan, we lost your audio. Please.
Guwahati is around 450 crores. Silchar is around 500 crores. Apart from this, there are two other projects on which we are working, which is AAC block project, which is around 50 crores, and a solar project, 25 megawatt, which is around 10 crores.
So we have already spent on clinker, how much we have spent, and Guwahati grinding, how much we have spent?
Okay, the cost incurred on our clinkerization unit till now is around 700 crores. On Guwahati, cost incurred till now is around 206 crores. And as far as Silchar is concerned, the land acquisition is going on at this moment. So that's where we start.
And I would just like to correct, just add one more thing here, that even the cost which has been incurred in the books is 700 crores, but the committed cost, which is of course the cost of ordering machines and the payment and the contracts, is of about 950 crores. You know, and then of course there are certain buildings, certain facilities that we are making with the plant, which we have, you know, not prioritized with the plant. So the clinker production will start by Feb. And the other supplementary buildings and plants will be commissioned 2-3 months after.
Okay, so this year in FY24, totally how much combined put together, how much we are planning to do a capex and the next year FY24 5?
So you know, we were in total in the last call, I think I suggested about 800 crores of capex in this year, and rest of it will be next year. Out of the 800, we have already done 200 in quarter two, and in quarter three and four, we plan to do the next 600. And right now, I think the cash reserve in the company is about 210. And in this year, we plan to generate about 320 approx. So we may need, you know, a debt of about 300 crores in this financial year.
Sir, correct me if I'm wrong. Total for FY24 combining, so 200 we have spent, 600 more, to 800, but in Q1 also including. So total last time we have talk about 1300 odd crore that we are planning to do a capex at console level. So against that now we are saying at 800 crore?
Yeah, so basically in quarter two what we had said is that quarter one, you know, call, we had said that in the next three quarters we would spend about 800 crores, right? So out of that 800 crores, we have already spent 200 crores. So there's 600 crores yet to be invested, right, in the capex, which will happen in the quarter three and quarter four.
And for next year, FY25?
For next year, FY25, you know, we would do the balance, right? So I'll have to calculate exactly the difference. But, you know, I think about 300 crores more in the clinker plant and the Guwahati grinding unit. And then, of course, there'll be about 300 crores of more investment in the Silchar plant. But the Silchar plant we have deferred, so it will not really be hitting us that much in the early next year.
So more than 600 crore broadly if one calculates for FY25. So so in terms of that net cash, so currently we have a 210 crore and we are saying a 320 odd crore we will be generating. So with this capex and we were looking at KK again, by end of FY25 we will become a net cash company, so that stand remains intact.
Yeah, I think that stand remains completely intact.
Okay, and lastly on the pricing front, sir, how are in terms of the current prices versus the 2Q average, whatever the regions, particularly northeast and east?
So on the NOD front, if you ask me, we have improved by around 5%. And in northeast, it's around 10 rupees a bag, and outside northeast, it is around 50 rupees a bag improvement we have seen in this quarter.
Okay, and that is not impacting the demand?
Demand, it is not impacting the demand. I will say price is not impacting the demand. Overall demand in quarter two, if you remember it, quarter one was superb quarter. There was a huge, almost 25% industry growth we registered in Northeast in quarter one. And accordingly, Star also grew by more than 25% in quarter one in Northeast. Quarter two has been pretty subdued. It is flattish almost on demand front. So that was expected because quarter one, the rain got delayed. More rain came into in the second quarter. There was a North Bengal up hillside. There was huge landslides. Roads were totally blocked and jammed. So that has caused demand dampness in quarter two. There's a balancing impact you can see. Quarter one was exceptionally well and quarter two has been subdued on that account. So going forward, we still maintain that there's no reason why we should not be seeing a double-digit growth in the balance two quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Next question is from Mahek Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question pertains to there has been sharp decline in the profitability on a quarter-on-quarter basis by close to 40%. So any specific reason? Because of petcoke, power and fuel cost has declined. in this on a Q-on-Q basis. So what has impacted our profitability?
I mean, one big reason which has impacted the profitability is, of course, the volume, right? Because Q1 is normally a better, you know, quarter in terms of volume. So, and Q2 is because of monsoon, normally the volume dips. So, you know, in Q1, we did exceptional growth also because the monsoon had postponed. In Q2, the monsoon hit us. So, of course, you know, you'll see a big difference in the volumes between Q1 and Q2, which also, of course, explains the difference in profitability between the two quarters.
Another is obviously the maintenance expense also came into this quarter. So we had a shutdown plant, so that is also a difference between quarter one and quarter.
Yeah. So there was a 15 crore expenditure in the shutdown, which is an annual shutdown that we took. And of course, because of that, yeah, there's a difference there.
Okay. And have the slowness in the demand which we saw in Q2, is it a postponed demand or so will that demand come in Q3 and Q4, or how do you look at that slow demand which we face in Q2 due to the monsoons?
I think if you talk about demand got postponed, we can also say it got preponed also because the rains didn't come in the quarter one the way it came in last year. So we can see a mixed impact. I will not say it's totally a postponed demand. Yes, we can see some demand start after Diwali festivities get over. That's a time when things should start looking up. And then as we are moving towards the general election next two quarters, I think we see a good build-up.
So what is the volume target, volume growth target in FY24 as compared to FY23? How much are we targeting?
Our annual target, if you'll ask me, whatever we have achieved and whatever we feel we will be able to achieve in the balance two quarters, it should help us in achieving a growth of in double digits surely, around 13%-14% at least we should be able to achieve.
13%-14% for FY24 or for H2?
No, no. I'm talking about the full financial year.
Okay. And last, if I may confirm, you said that Silchar project has been delayed, or what's the status there?
No, I think it's not delayed. We had all opportunity to start it. So we are just going slightly slow. As you understand, Guwahati unit is coming up in December. So we will be flushed with material for some time. So we felt bringing up Silchar unit early may not be a wise thing to do. So we are strategically delaying it for some time. We have calculated our volumes, and based on that, we feel that if Silchar unit comes somewhere in mid-2025, that will be the right time in somewhere around first, second quarter of mid-2025. That will be the right time when we will be sitting in exactly in a position to utilize the capacity of Silchar as well.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Is the question answered, Mayank?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Just two questions. First, on the market. So even North Europe grew 25% in Q1, but was flat in Q2. So second half of 2025, 2024, and 2025, can we expect the double-digit growth to broadly be there in the market in terms of projects which are going on and the general demand that you see at the B2C level also?
Yeah. So as I said, if you look into the month after the second quarter, October, if you look into October, yes, it was good vis-à-vis last October. And since after that, there has been two festivities back to back in Northeast, Durga Puja and now the Diwali. So there has been slight dampness at this point of time. But surely, double-digit growth I see happening in these two quarters.
Okay. Okay. Sure. And also on realization, the 50 rupee hike that you mentioned that has happened, has it stabilized, or do you think that there could be some rollbacks going into Diwali and all?
No, 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 no. As far as Star is concerned, we have realized the gains definitely in our NOD. So there's no rollback as of now. There's a slight rollback because of these festivities which happened, because Durga Puja, as you understand, is a big festivity here. So there was a slight correction, but there's nothing big happening. Going forward, if everything works out, I hope this should get maintained. If it has come down, there may be a possibility of taking up another 5-10 rupees, 5-7 rupees dilution, which has happened in last 10-15 days. We definitely see, and once the demand picks up, the opportunity to bring it back on the table.
And I would just like to add that this price increase of 50 rupees in outside Northeast, in Bengal and Bihar, and the 10 rupees hike in Northeast happened in the month of September. So in quarter two, we haven't, the NOD does not reflect that increase in the price because it happened somewhere mid in September.
Yeah.
So it did not even have 15 days of impact. So the impact of that should be seen in Q3.
Got it. And lastly, I believe eastern players are also trying to get into the Northeast market. I think Kolkata particularly has been quite vocal about it. So are we seeing them making inroads incrementally, or do you think that it's tough to do that?
Multitech has been there in that market for quite some time. So it's not a new market for them. Yes, they must be having their own strategy to get into there, but it's not a new market. Ultratech has been serving that market for quite many years.
And I don't think there's any significant increase in sales from Ultratech side in quarter two. So there's nothing which actually makes us believe that they're gaining market share in Northeast.
Sure. And sorry, just the last one. So I did believe you are doing the clinker line, even Dalmia is doing the clinker line. And both of them combined, I believe, is almost 30% plus kind of an expansion in the capacity in the market. So could there be a situation of a temporary kind of increase in competitive intensity within that phase when both of your clinkers are ramping up? Just some thought on that.
So Dalmia's clinker is coming, I think approximately 1 year after our clinker plant is coming. So I think that will not be the case for at least that next 1 year. But of course, when there are two companies which are getting big capacities of, two dominant companies getting big capacities, there could be some correction in the price, right? But I think what will happen is that it will be made up in terms of volume and that's what we expect. And it will be made up there's cement coming from outside Northeast. So I think there will be some substitution of that market share getting added to ours and somewhat to Dalmia.
Sure. Thanks. I'll come back and take you for more.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from Mangesh Padang from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is with regards to our profitability in the Northeast and Eastern region. In the past, we had mentioned that Eastern region profitability is significantly lower in Northeast. So with this price hike, which is much higher in East, how far we have bridged this gap? Is it more or less similar now? Or do you think there is still the difference that we need?
So, if the question is that is there a difference between any Northeast and outside Northeast profitability per ton, of course there is still a difference between the two, but given that there was a price hike in outside Northeast, which was higher than the price hike in Northeast, the difference would of course now reduce, but still very substantial.
Sir, anything you can quantify there? Or?
I think outside Northeast it would be about this is before the price hike. I don't have the EBITDA per ton after the price hike, but before the price hike, I think the per ton EBITDA outside Northeast was about 300 rupees per ton, and now per ton EBITDA would be much higher. And the per ton EBITDA in Northeast was about 1500.
Okay. So the second question is on the Bihar market. We've been hearing that there has been a sharp slowdown in that market in terms of demand. So just wanted to some color on it. Have you experienced the same in the North DR market that you target? And if at all it is, then what would be the quantum of the demand decline that you have seen? Do you think that it is normal course of
Your voice is not clear exactly. What you are trying to ask is ki Star has shut down some market, you are saying that, or you are saying...
No, sir. Bihar market, we have seen some slowdown in demand.
Yes.
So just wanted to understand for North Bihar market that we specifically target, have we also seen a similar kind of slowdown?
Yes. We have experienced a slowdown in demand. Last month or two, I will say, ki 2 months it has been a pretty bad in Bihar. And Bengal also is not something great vis-a-vis Bihar also. But Bihar, with the type of growth which Bihar was showing, it is not showing as of now, last few months.
Okay. So final question is on the incentives. You can just run us through the incentives that we are eligible for the investment that we are doing.
So you are aware about it. The incentive is 200% of our plant and machinery investment. So we look, if you want me to quantify that, it should be around 800 crores.
It's 100% ceiling, subject to that ceiling.
Understood, sir. Thanks. That's it. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone whose question may press star and one. Please note this is a final reminder for questions and no further reminders would be placed after this. The next question is from Giriraj Malu from MDM Tradecom. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to know what is the current status on the capacity utilization as of day, the current status?
You want to know for quarter two?
Yeah, no, the running quarter where we are right now as of date.
That's one date. He's asking for it for whatever quarter.
It is around 88% of cement capacity utilization.
Okay. Sir, in the last phone call, we have been noted that there have been some plans for the cost reduction of fly ash at the Siliguri unit. So,
yeah.
What is the update on that? Have we been able to make some progress on that?
Yeah, so that's a project we said it's a BTEP wagon project, so whereby we are bringing fly ash by road as of now. So we want to bring it through with BTEP wagons. That project is we are progressing under, because it's a project in which we will have to order wagons. So presently the negotiation for wagons is going on. We will be ordering those wagons, and it will be a project which will get realized in financial year 25 only. Somewhere around March and April, we expect those wagons to get delivered. So that's the time we expect the gain to come in from, because that's the main initiative. Although number of initiatives we have taken for Siliguri to reduce cost, but the one of the major initiative is that. So that is already under progress. Our consultant, everybody has been appointed. Discussion and negotiations are on.
Okay. As per the study is that Star commands about 25 to 30% as far as the Northeast market is concerned. So post this whole expansion that is there for the next 2 years, where do you see this number really jumping into as far as the market share?
We are targeting to reach to a market share of 30% plus.
30%. So, sir, where we are expecting, the capacity to double. So, do you see that kind of absorption being taken by the market? Because a lot of both as national players, the big players, as well as the small, there are a lot of small players, who are also expanding with capacities of less than about 2 million tons. So, how do you see on that front?
So there are two things. One is the market will grow naturally. So the growth which we get out of the market growth, that is something is there available for us. Secondly, the players who are not serious players in Northeast, who are dumping material and are working and doing like hit and run, these are the players whom we'll have to fight out with. We have all wherewithal with whatever
with our capacities there, as well as we'll have those subsidies with us. So if the need be, we'll have to fight our market share out from them as well. As far as the smaller players are concerned, we don't see much capacity expansion coming up from any smaller player. So they will remain stagnant at the level where they are in. So the growth which they were also taking will also come to us.
Okay. And sir, in consolidation, do you see any kind of a consolidation happening in the market in like the coming couple of quarters or couple of years, since a lot of capacity is being added? So any consolidation within the industry that can be expected?
We don't rule it out. Once the two big players have the capacities coming in there, that's for the people, they may not see much opportunity for their existence if they don't have a capacity to expand. They may think about that.
Okay. And sir, as far as the Central India place, which are any progress or any mines that we are really looking at, or any opportunity that is there? Because the company has been looking to venture into the Central India. So any others?
We have been looking for mines. We have participated in few auctions as well. In Rajasthan, we have participated. In MP, we have participated. In Chhattisgarh, we have participated. We have been successful in getting one. In Chhattisgarh, Saloni, we have been able to get the composite license. We have secured one composite license in Chhattisgarh already.
And sir, one last question. What is the current non-trade versus trade volumes that the company has won by for Q2, and any ballpark that can be given for the Q3 and Q4?
Our current ratio, you are asking?
Yes.
Trade non-trade ratio?
Yes.
89% in quarter 2 and 11%, 89 and 11%.
And so, with the new capacity and all in place, how do you see this mix?
Probably it will grow, and our non-trade portfolio will grow. This is one thing which we have not invested much on. Last few months, we have paid attention to this, and it has slightly grown in last 2 months. So, we see it going to a level of 85-15.
And so, what has been the average, petco cost that is there in inventory size?
Come again?
The petcoke cost, for as well as the average cost that is there in the closing inventory for the last quarter, so that the cost realization that will happen in this particular quarter coming.
No, you're talking about the petcoke.
The petcoke, the coke cost.
We are not using
petcoke.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the last question, which is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what was the capacity utilization of Siliguri unit in this quarter?
Capacity utilization of Siliguri grinding unit in this quarter has been 45%. Yeah.
Okay. And what was it last quarter to last year, same quarter?
Last year, same quarter, it was 37%.
So it has improved. And now, sir, we have improved on our premium cement share to 4% to 7%. So any number that you want to take premium cement to?
Yeah, we are targeting to hit 10% in this financial year.
10% by this financial year. Okay, sir, and the WHRS plant, which came last quarter, so how much savings till date we have achieved from that?
In quarter 2, we have got 10 crores out of WHRS.
10 crores, yes. And last one, sir, this quarter, our freight cost has been quite low on a ton basis. It has, on a blended basis, it has gone down by 16%. So any reason for that?
Yeah, there are two reasons. One is, as you are aware, that Star has its own fleet. So we have deployed our fleet strategically to bring down the freights, number one. Number two, there was a bridge which was broken last year, which escalated the freight substantially. That bridge work has been over, so that has helped us in bringing down the freights.
And so this one is sustainable going forward also?
Yes, we see it sustainable.
Okay. Okay, sir, that's all from my side, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the floor back to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Aman. Sir, I had a few questions. Sir, you have guided on the call of about 14 to 15% volume growth, if I rightly hear, for FY24. And in the first half, we have done about 10% growth in terms of volumes. So, sir, are we guiding for like a 17-18% kind of a growth in second half H2, given that the demand is not great at the moment, and yeah, there could be a risk to demand because of labor issues closer to elections, so general elections. So, do you see a downside risk to your guidance of 14%, or you hold on to that that we will be able to achieve this number?
We are absolutely aiming for those numbers. We have to aim for them. In December, as you know, our plant is coming in. So we are absolutely focused, and our actions are in line with that.
Understood, sir. So second question was that in the East we have seen, you also mentioned on the call, that East price hikes have been quite higher than Northeast prices. So has these price hikes been able to cushion the inflow of material which was coming to Northeast from East and other zones? So has the inflow to Northeast from other...
No. If you, that has not impacted any available material flow into Northeast. The reason for that is the player in East are... low in capacity utilization. So
right.
These increases have happened, but the volumes are not that great in last 2-3 months, if you take. So volumes have not been great. So they find they obviously will dump it at some place. So they continue to dump it, but they are not serious players, as you know. So so network also seek the opportunity with them as and when they like. Unlike the players who are operating and who are enriching that market and working on brands and everything. So that difference is there. To be very honest, Vaibhav, these players are operating because of the price. They are operating at 30-40 rupees less than us in those markets. So it's a matter of time. The day we decide ki we have to fight it out, we will fight it out.
Right, sir. And sir, last question to Vineet sir. Vineet sir, you had mentioned on the last call about some rationalization of some discount structures happening in East India specifically. So, even in Northeast India. So, is that rationalization continuing, or you have seen rollbacks of those discount structure rationalized? So, is this something which is helping price X to sustain in your view? Just wanted to take your view on that.
Yeah, I think in Northeast doesn't work, like, since you know I have a good exposure of Eastern market. Northeast is not as bad in those practices, I will say.
Right.
Okay. It's more disciplined and more transparent, I will say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as East is concerned, sir, have you seen these good practices sustaining, or?
I know those good practices they have been fallen back. Again, I see those efforts are there, but I have my serious doubts. After an effort of 1 year, those practices have come back again.
Okay.
And what is the seriousness? How to believe on whether they will be right going forward?
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you so much. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, I'd like the management of Star, thank the managed Star Cement for the call, and many thanks for part in joining the call. Amar, you may now conclude the call. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.